Mishnayis Mesechta Beya. The first Mishnah, Beitza Shenolda V'Yomtiv. If you have an egg that was born on Yomtiv, so it's a machloikis. Beishamai Yomrim Teyochel. Beishamai says, not only that it's not muksa, but you're even allowed to eat it. Teyochel, you're allowed to eat the egg that was born on Yomtiv. Ubeishilu Loimrim, Beishilu says, Loisa Yochel. No, you're not allowed to eat the egg. And what then the Gemara says really means to say you're not allowed to touch it either. It's muksa. But since Beis Shammai says a lashon of teyochel, Beis Hillel also says lashon of loy seyochel, you're not allowed to eat it. And in the Gemara, there's a lot of different ways to learn what the machlokes is, whether it's a machlokes in muksa, or whether it's a machlokes in the Yisa Hachona, Hachona the Rabba. Or else it's a machlokes in Yisa Gzeres, Awe Goyze, Mishim Perish and Oshru, or Mashkim Shezovu. Then the Mishnah says, Beis Shammai says, So b'kezayis, v'chomitz b'chakoyseves. When we know on the Yisa Pesach, on during Pesach, it's also to have chomitz in your shoes, there's nisa b'yiro b'yimotzei. So Beis Shammai says, if you have so'or, that sourdough, the Yisra b'yiro b'yimotzei is b'kezayis. But v'chomitz, if you have real chomitz, then the Yisra is a bigger shear of a koyseves, which is a shear of a date. Well, Basilim, Basil says, no, zev zev chazayis. Both sourdough and regular chomets, the yis even for Bayi Roy, Bayi Motzei, is only with a kazayis, it's eaten with a kazayis. Then the Mishnah says, the third machlokes between Beisham and Basil is that, ha shoychet chaya voif biyomtif. If somebody makes a shchita on a chaya, a wild animal, vioif or a bird, that on these two, there's a mitzvah of kisi hadam, that when the blood comes out, it's supposed to go into offer, and then you're supposed to cover it on top with offer. So Beis Shammai, Yemei Beis Shammai says, that yachpor ba'deker v'yechaseh. You should know if you shecht on Yom Tov, and now after the shechita, you have to do the mitzvah of kisi hadam. If you don't have offer prepared before Yom Tov, you're allowed to take your shovel, yachpor ba'deker v'yechaseh, you're allowed to take your shovel and dig in and take out the dirt to cover up the blood to be mekayem the mitzvah of kisi adam. And the Gemara explains what it means to say really is that you had this deken noitz mebojoyim, you had this shovel like stuck into the ground from before Yom Tov, and now on Yom Tov all you have to do is just pick it up and take the offer to cover up the dam. So Beis Shammai says this is muter, Beis Hillel says no, lo yishchet. In such a case, you're not supposed to make the shechita. El imkain hoyuloy offer muchim b'yoyim. Only if you had offer dirt prepared from before Yom Tov to be used to make the mitzvah kisi adam, then there's no iser, so then you can make the shechita. But in the case where you don't have the right offer to make the kisi adam, then Beis Hillel says you're not even allowed to make the shechita. Lo yishchet. Umoidim, but Beis Hillel agrees. Shim shochat. Let's say somebody did not listen, but he went and made the shechita on Yom Tov, and now he's stuck that he doesn't have what to make the kisi adam. Sheyach po badekav yechasa. That if he had the shovel stuck into the ground from before Yom Tov, then that makes it b'miksas a little bit muchen. So now b'diyevet Beis Hillel's maskim is moida that you're allowed to use this type of an offer to make the kisi adam. And then the Mishnah goes on with the new halacha that she'efer kira muchenu. You should know the efer, the dust, or the ashes inside the kira, inside the furnace, is also called muchen, prepared to be able to be used to do the mitzvah of kisei hadam. And the Gemara says it means from hasaka shel erev Yom Tov, that means the wood or the things that you burnt erev Yom Tov, so it was finished already, this ashes from before Yom Tov, therefore it's called muchen, it's called prepared, it's not called noilad, you're allowed to use it on Yom Tov. Mishnah Gimel. Beishamai Oimrim. Beishamai says, Ein moilichin es hasulam, you're not allowed to move a sulam, a ladder, mishoivech lishoivech, from one bird nest to another bird nest. Because it's a marasayim, people will think that maybe you're taking this ladder to fix your roof, and you're not allowed to fix your roof on Yom Tov. So therefore, there's a marasayim not to carry this ladder from one bird nest to another bird nest. But if you don't have to really move the whole ladder, you just want to tilt it like from one window to another window, that's mutter. Beis Hillel says, no, it's mutter. This type of a ladder, everybody knows, like it's used for a shoivech to get the birds down. Therefore, you're allowed to carry, you're allowed to move it on Yom Tov. Beishama Yomi Beishama says, Lo Yitoil Elim Kem Nena Meboyoyim. You're not allowed to take the birds on Yom Tov unless you first shock them, like pick them up before Yom Tov, like you know exactly which bird you plan to use, because otherwise they're muksa. Ubeisilu Oimer Beisilu says, Oimer, it's enough just to stand the Oimer and to say, Ze v'ze ani noitel. This or this bird I want to take. As Beisilu holds, you do not have to pick up the birds before Yom Tov, but it's enough just to speak out, like to say you have das, you want to take from here, from these birds on Yom Tov. The Mishnah Dalet, Zimein Shchoyrin. Let's say you prepared before Yom Tov to take the black birds that you have in your nest. Umotz, and then when you came on Yom Tov, you found Levonim, you found white ones there. Or else the opposite, you prepared Levonim, the white birds, Umotz Shchoyrin, now you found black ones there. Or El Shnayim, you prepared two birds there, Umotz Shloisha, now you found three birds there. So the Locher is Asurim. They're also to use these birds that you found now on Yom Tov, because we say the ones that you were mechid flew away, and these are new ones that came now, and you were not mechid them, you did not prepare these before Yom Tov, therefore they remain muksa, they're assumed to be used on Yom Tov. What about Shloisha Umotza Shnayim? You first prepared three birds, and now you came on Yom Tov, you only found two, then Mutarim, because we say just one of the three flew away, but the two are still here. Let's say you prepared the birds inside the nest, and when you came on Yom Tov, you found the birds outside the nest. Is Asurim, we say these birds are Asa, because we say the birds from inside flew away, and these are other birds that came here. But V'yemein Shamelahem, if these are the only birds all around, then Hare Elu Mutarim. Then we say for sure these are the same birds that you prepared inside, and therefore these birds are also Mutar. Mishnehei. Beishamai, Oimer Beishamai says, Ein Mesalken es Hatrisim B'Yom Tov. You're not allowed to take off the screens, like the door that's movable, on Yom Tov. Ubeisilo Matirin Afli Hasir. Beisilo says, no, you're allowed to take off the screens, and Huadin, you're also allowed to put them back on again after you finished using it. And the Gemara says, this is one of the Svaras, Shem Lo Yetirilo Lahachzirom L'Yirtzu L'Sarkom. Therefore, the Ramata Mesoifoi Mishum Tchilosam. And here we're talking about you have food inside this store like, and you want to take off the screens now to use it. So therefore, Basilis says you're allowed to take them off and put them back on again. Beishamai Oimim Beishamai says, A Noitlin Esoeli Lekatsiv Olav Basar. You're not allowed to touch this Oli on Yom Tov because the oldest Muxer, even though you want to use it to cut meat, chop meat on top of it. This oli is like a thick piece of wood that usually used to chop other things on it, which on Yom Tov it's also to chop things, to chop food. So therefore, Beishamai says it's muksa. You can't use it even to use to cut meat, which meat is mutter to cut on Yom Tov. But Ubeisilu Matirim, Beisil says no, it's mutter. As long as you're doing it letzarech gufay, it's only like a kli shamlach to liyaser. Therefore, if you're doing it for the purpose of the kli itself, you're allowed to touch it on Yom Tov. Beishamai, Yemi Beishamai says, a noisnin esor lefnei hadarson. You're not allowed to put the skin down on the floor in front of people that should trample over it on Yom Tov. V'lo yag bienu, you can't pick it up either. El im kem yesh imoi kezayis boser. Unless there's at least a kezayis boser on the skin, then we say the skin is not muksa. But otherwise we hold, Beishamai holds the skin is muksa. But Ubeisilu Matirim, Beisilu says, no, the skin is not muksa, because he holds the skin, it's chozi, to sit on. So therefore, it's not muksa, you can pick up the skin even though it does not have meat attached. And therefore, he's also matir to put down the skin in front of the darsan, because the Gemara says if they weren't matir this, then people would not shech the animal at the beginning on Yom Tov, if they know they cannot do anything with the skin. Then the Mishnah goes on, Ein moitzin loyes hakoton v'loyes halulov. Or rather, Beishamai Yirmi, Beishamai says, Ein moitzin on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to carry out loyes hakoton, not a koton, v'loyes halulov, not lulov, v'loyes sefer Torah, the Rosh Hashanah. Hey, Beishamai holds, you're not allowed to carry these things out to Rosh Hashanah. It's only mutter to carry out oichel nefesh, food itself, But something that's not food, you're not allowed to carry it out on Yom Tov. But u'beisilu matirin. Beisilu says, no, it's mutter. This portion of Mor's Maskona that beisilu holds mitoich shehutru hoitso letzorech oichon nefesh, his hutru afilu shlo letzorech oichon nefesh. So if you let it carry out these things, as long as there's some tzorech hayoyim, you need it for today, for Yom Tov.
Your Mishnah Levov. Beishamai, Ermer Beishamai says, Ein moilichin chala, you're not allowed to bring chala, means if you're mafrish chala, that's when you have a kneading the dough, so you have to take off chala to give to a kohen. So you made the dough before Shabbos, and your mafrish, you took off the chala, so lochur is now you're supposed to give it to a kohen. So Beishamai says, you can't give it to him though on Yom Tov. Ein moilichin chala umatonas lakohen b'Yom Tov. Whereas the matan is kuna that you want to give him from a behemoth, that's the zeroy of lechayayim v'keva, that's the tongue, the stomach, or the zeroy, the arm that you're supposed to give the kohen matan is kuna. The shama say now to give it to them on Yom Tov. Bein shumu miyamish, even if you took it off yesterday before Yom Tov. Bein shumu miyam, even if you took it off today on Yom Tov, still you cannot give it to the kohen today. Ubeisilu matir, Beisilu says no, you let it just take the challah or the matanah, you let it give it to a kohen on Yom Tov. Since it's a sarach hakohen, he's allowed to eat it today. Therefore it's called sarach hayim, you're allowed to carry it to him on Yom Tov. Omru lehem Beishamai. Beishamai said, Gzeirah shava, I have a Gzeirah shava. Beishamai said to Beisilu, it's a Gzeirah shava, that chala or matonis, maton l'koin, both of them go to the koin, chala and matonis. U truma, maton l'koin, who are din, when you mach for truma, they give the truma also as a maton to the koin. If so, Beishami says, kishem, shem, alichin, it's a truma. Just yet, you know how to give the koin truma on Yom Tov. Kach the same way, ein malichin es a matonis, you're not allowed to give the matonis to the koin on Yom Tov. Omru lehem Beisilu, so Beisilu said back to Beishamai, loy imamatim truma. No, the Zalach was only said on truma, you can't give it to the koin, shein ezakoi baramosa, because the koin is not zochim, means you can't be mafresh truma on Yom Tov. Therefore, you're not allowed to give it to him as a gzeri. If you give it to him, you may be mafresh truma today. But teyomu b'matonish ezakoi baramosan, mashenkein by the afroshus of chalo matonis, the koin is zecha with the afroshus. In other words, hafroshus truma is never chal on Yom Tov. You have to take off truma before Yom Tov, and not let it take it off on Yom Tov. Mashenkein chala, sometimes it comes out that you have to knead a dough to bake the chala, to make bread on Yom Tov. And if you first make the dough, you're allowed to make lishur on Yom Tov, so then it's chala, then hafroshus right now. So therefore, since it's first chala on Yom Tov, therefore Beisil holds, you're allowed to give the kohen the chala, or the same thing by behema. You first make a shechita now on Yom Tov, need the meat to cover Yom Tov. Therefore, you're allowed to give the matonis to the kohen. Mishneh Zayin. Beishamai Omer, Beishamai says, Beishamai Omerim, that tfolim nidoichim b'modo shalates. Tfolim, that's type of spices. You're allowed to chop them up on Yom Tov, nidoch, to chop them up. B'modo shalates, you have to use a special chopper, a chopper that's made from wood, and not the regular one that's made from stone. You have to make a shinui from the way you do it b'choyl. V'yihamelech, if you want to chop up salt, papach, you have to use a pach, that means an earthly kli. Not even a meducha, you have to make a bigger shinui. Melech, that you should have done erev Yom Tov. So therefore, you're not allowed to do it on Yom Tov unless you make a big shinui, a big difference. So you have to use bapach, or the eight haporer, or else with a stick. The stick that you mix up the pot with, that you're allowed to, but not with a chopper at all. That's like two shinuyim, a different plate and a different wood to chop with. Oh, Beisilu, Beisilu sounds like this. Tfolim are the spices that's not so good to do before Yom Tov. You have to do it, it's better to do it on Yom Tov. Therefore, yos nidochem kedarkin. The motto shall have, and you'll have to chop them up in a normal chopper, even to use one made out of stone. Via melech, just salt. The motto shall have, you have to make the shinu, but not a big shinu like Beishamai says. Even a smaller shinu, just use a chalet, use a wooden one, not a one made out of stone. That's enough of a chayil. That's enough of a shinui that you're doing different than the weekday. Mishneches, habura kitnis beans. Somebody wants to separate a kidney as beans. Letzorach achilus Yom Tov on Yom Tov. So Beishami says, bura oichav yoichil. Let it take out the oichal, the one you want to eat, and use it. Beisilu, Beisilu says, bura kedak. And you let it make bura the regular way. That means if you have some dirt in it, just throw away the dirt. You don't have to take out the good. You let it take out the psoilus mitoich oichal. Even though on Shabbos this is also, but on Yom Tov it's mutter even to take out the psoilus, the bad, from the good. Bechek, you're allowed to use like your lap, bechekoi, or else bekanoin, that's type of a kli, type of a basket, or the tamchui, that's like a big plate to make this shina with. But you can't use the regular tavla, you can't like make burr on the table itself. Veloid benapa, you can't use a regular sifter. Veloid bekavra, the type of sifting. These are kelim that are miyuchit for burr. These things are asa. Why? Because it looks like you're making a lot at a time, it looks like you're doing it for tomorrow. And therefore it's asa midrabonim. Beisil is only matter to make burr boy bayom, what you want to eat today, and not for tomorrow. Veloid bekavra, on another type of a sifter. Rabbi Gamliel, Oimer, af madiach v'shoyla. Rabbi Gamliel says, Madiach means you gotta put water on top of the kidneys, and that way also you separate it. The psalus, the beard, floats on top. Or else Vishayla, and then what floats on top, you gotta take it out. Umaitis the psalus, you take out the beard from the, with your hands, that's also mutta. Even that side of a burrow, that's mutta to do on Yom Tov. Mishnah Tes. Beishami, Omer Beishami says, Ein Mishalchin b'Yom Tov. You can't send things on Yom Tov. Elamonis. Only portions of food that you can eat today on Yom Tov, like a basar or fish, that you could eat on Yom Tov. Otherwise, you shouldn't send things on Yom Tov. Or Beis Silah Mesilah says, Mishalachim Beim Mechayiv Yoif. No, you let us send an animal to somebody on Yom Tov, because maybe you may eat it. A whole animal, a chaya, a wild animal, Yoif, and birds, Bein Chayim Bein Shchutim, whether they're alive or whether they're geshachtin, since it's possible to be used today, you let us send it. Meshalchin Yenish, let us send wine, Shimonim, oil, Slotois, and flour, the kidneys and beans. All these things could be used today on Yom Tov. Avoloi Tfua, but not Tfua, not like wheat, because those things has to be ground up first, and it's also to grind it up on Yom Tov. Since it's not royalty today, you should not send it on Yom Tov. If we have a Shim and Matav Tua, a Shim and even Tua, also you're allowed to. And he yelled because it's Efshla Kaitcha Machteshas Ktano. You can make a shinui to chop it up in a small chopper, that you make it for dice like for cereal, and that's mutter to do on Yom Tov. Therefore, even this you'll let us send on Yom Tov. But Allah is not like a Vishimin. Mishnah Yud. Mishalchim Kelim, let us send clothing to your friend on Yom Tov. Bein Tfurim, whether they're sewn and ready to be used. Bein Shenim Tfurim, whether they're not sewn. Bein Shenim Tfurim. So even though not roy to wear right now, they're roy with all the schasas ben be Yom Tov. He could cover himself with it on Yom Tov. V'yafal pi sheish from klam, even though it has klaim on it, and he's not allowed to wear it, still you're allowed to send it. Because he could you wear it, let's say it's hard begodim, that you have no hanof from it, that will be mutter to sit on at least. So you could have some enjoyment from it, therefore it's mutter. V'hein l'tzorech amoy, but providing the tzorech for Yom Tov. Avoloi sandal amasum, but you can't send somebody a sandal that has nails stuck into it, because that's exerim of the rabbi, not allowed to wear this on Yom Tov. For le minul shena tov, you can't send a shoe that wasn't sewn up. Also, we can't wear it; it has no use for it. It can't be worn. We have Yudan Rudi says af le minul lovin, you can't even send a white shoe. Bevnei shetzar chumim, because you need a professional person to make it black. They didn't wear white shoes; it was unmade yet, unfinished. You had to first blacken it. So that takes an umen to blacken. It's also do on Yom Tov. You can't send it on Yom Tov. Zeachal, this is a general rule. Kol sheni yosim by Yom Tov. Anything you're allowed to have a no from on Yom Tov, meshalchnas, you're allowed to send it. But something you can't have a no from on Yom Tov, therefore you're not allowed to send it on Yom Tov. It's not called tzarech Yom Tov. All right, Adkan Perek Rishon.
Masechet Beya, Perek Sheni, Mishnah Aleph. Yom Tov shechal lius erev Shabbos. Let's say Yom Tov comes out on Friday. So lochur is lo yivashel odom ba'atchila miYom Tov l'Shabbos. Because even though on Friday Yom Tov we know you're allowed to cook for Yom Tov, oichol nefesh to cook food you're allowed to for Shabbos. But the Mishnah says you're not allowed to cook extra food on Friday on Yom Tov for Shabbos. And this is going if you did not make an eruvei tavshilin. Without an Erev Tavshil, Nalochri is lo yivash, you're not allowed to cook from Yom Tov for Shabbos. Avam avashalu le Yom Tov, but Nalochri is you're allowed to cook for Yom Tov itself. V'yim hoyser hoyser le Shabbos, if you have something left over, the leftovers you're allowed to use for Shabbos. So this is the way it should be midiraisa. And now, or even midirabonin, but the Mishnah says now, V'yoyse tavshom Erev Yom Tov, there's a heter now, the Rabbanan to make an Erev Tavshilin, that means prepare food from before Yom Tov. Let's say Yom Tov is Friday and Shabbos, or prepare food on Thursday. That means make an Erev Tavshilin. V'soymech olav l'shabbos, and then if you have that erev tashlim, that food that you made, let's say we put a matzah and some fish, so let's, or an egg, so let's say you have that egg still around on Shabbos. So therefore, you have that still around on Yom Tov. So now on Friday Yom Tov, you're allowed to cook specially for Shabbos. Now, how much do you have to leave over for an erev tashlim? Beishamayim or Mishamayim says shnei tashlim. You have to have two type of foods. Shnei tashlim. You have to make erev Yom Tov l'shem erev tashlim. Mesila says tashlech is enough to have one type of a food. That's enough. V'shavin, both Beisham and Mesil agree, v'dog u'beitze sholov, let's say you have a fish, and you put some egg on top of the fish, shein shnei tafshilin, that's considered like two dishes, and according to Beisham, that would also be good. What's going to be now, ochloi, let's say you wait up the erev, before you want to start cooking on Yom Tov, oi shavit, or else the erev got lost before you want to start cooking on Yom Tov? Then the loch is lo yivash lolo batchila. You're not allowed to cook now on Yom Tov for Shabbos if the erev was lost or eaten up. But if a little bit, at least a little bit, was left over, because at the beginning you cooked a nice piece of cooked an egg, and now most of it got lost, but there's a little bit of it left over, the loch is ksein mecholov leShabbos. As long as something is left over from that first erev, it's considered like it's still here, and you can still cook now on Yom Tov for Shabbos. And the Gemara says that Pshat is an erev tashlim has to have at least a kezayis. When you start out, you have to have at least a kezayis worth of the food. And then later on Yom Tov, if it gets lost and you have a little bit left over, even less than the kezayis, you can still be samech on it for an erev tashlim to cook on a Yom Tov Friday for Shabbos. Now the reason why an erev tashlim works, Mefarshim speak out, the most simple pshat is that even though really it's also with the rice that the cook from one day from Friday to Shabbos, it's also the cook on Yom Tov to Shabbos. The pshat is like this: the midi rice was samech on heter of hoyel. That means when you cook on Yom Tov, even though you have in mind for tomorrow, but since it's possible to eat it today, so midi rice it's muta, that's called hoyel. Maybe guests will come in and you'll have to use it on Yom Tov. So as long as it's possible to be used on Yom Tov, there's no issim midiraisa. Just midirabbanan, still it's also. So the rabbanan was mekel with sarach Shabbat to say, if you make an erev tashlim, meaning if you started to cook on Thursday before Yom Tov, so now it's not considered like you're cooking directly from Yom Tov for Shabbos, but rather looks like you started cooking from choyl. It's a choyl, it's an erev Yom Tov dika cooking for Shabbos. Mishneh Beis, Chalias Achra Shabbos, let's say Yom Tov comes out on Sunday, the first day after Shabbos, so Beishamai says, Matfilo Nesakom Lofnei Shabbos. You should go to the mikvah, become tor before Shabbos. In other words, there's a mitzvah to be tor, to be clean for Yom Tov. See that Yom Tov comes out right after Shabbos, so Beishamai says, you should go to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos. Ubeisilu Mesilu says, Kelim Lefnei Shabbos. Kelim, you want to be toivel a new kli that you bought off a guy, that the lochri is you're not allowed to use it until you first put it into the mikvah. So that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. That you have to do Erev Shabbos. But for Yodim B'Shabbos, a person himself, he could go to the mikvah even on Shabbos. So somebody is makbid to go to the mikvah before Yom Tov, and Shabbos is Erev Yom Tov, you're allowed to go to the mikveh on Shabbos, even though the kavanah is to become tor for Yom Tov. Because first of all, the reason why it's mutter on Shabbos is because it looks as if a person is just taking a shower, just washing himself. So therefore, you're allowed to go to the mikveh to become tor on Shabbos. Now, Mishneh Gimel, even though we said before, you're not allowed to be toivel kelim on Yom Tov or on Shabbos, because it's nearer kemesak, and it looks like you're fixing up the kli, since you cannot use this kli before you put it into the mikvah. So you're not allowed to put the kelim into the mikvah, again, the new kelim that you bought off a goy, or not even new kelim, but any kli, oichel, any kli that you use for food, that you bought off a goy, if it's made out of metal or made out of glass, you have to be tevel it. So now the Mishneh Gimel says, v'shavim, both agree, v'shavim and v'silu, she'mashken es samayim, you are allowed to make your water tor. Let's say the water became tamei, and now you want to make a Torah, and the Gemara tells people will mock it even to drink the water b'tayra. So you're allowed to take this tamedic water and shemashikin esamayim v'kliyev on the tyron. Here it's called hashoka.
that you put the water in a stone kli, that the stone kli is always toras, not makabel tuma, only the water was tummy. Mashikim means like you're kissing. You put the kli down in the mikvah that the top of the waters touch one another. When the mikvah water just touches the water in the kli, the water becomes toras. That's called hashaka. They just touch one another. But in the case where the kli was tamei, you're not allowed to do this and be table the kli. That's also midirabon. It looks like you're being misak and you're fixing up this kli to make it usable. But it says umatfilin migav legav umechabura lechabura. These two types of tefillas are only midirabon and therefore it's mutter to do on yomtiv. Migav legav means, let's say you have a wine vat and you have kelim that you want to get the wine into. So you were tovel your kelim, this pitcher, you were tovel before Yom Tov. But I'm asked to use this wine just for chulin. And now on Yom Tov, you change your mind and you want to use this wine to make it into truma, let's say. So lochur is midirabbanan, even though the kli is tor, you have to be tovel it a second time, l'shem truma. So that's called megav legav. From one purpose in the vat, in the wine yard, in the wine place, to another purpose, you're allowed to be tovel it even on Yom Tov. Because it's only midirabon and it's not really called nira kimisaken kli. Or else migav legav means if you have oil, you table this to put oil of chulin, and now you want to change it to put wine of trumer in it, so again you have to be table it a second time, that's mutter to do on Yom Tov. Same thing with mechabur lechubur, that's what mahilchas Pesach, that you would table your kelim to eat the korm Pesach with this group of people. And then you change your mind, you want to eat the korm Pesach with a different group of people. So loch is midirabbanan, you have to be table the kli a second time. So since these tefillahs are only a chumra midirabbanan, therefore we'll make you allowed to do these on Yom Tov. Mishnah Dalet. Beisham Yemer Beisham says, Mevi'in shlamim, you're allowed to bring a korban shlamim on Yom Tov. Why? Because you could eat from it. So therefore, it's called like koicha nefesh. Befrat the shlamim means a shalmi chagiga, a simcha, that you're allowed to eat on Yom Tov. But v'yein simcha naleim, now to make a mitzvah smicha, which usually the bailim, the owner, has to come and put his hands with all this power on top of the head of the animal, which that's an issam of the rabbonim, you'd be mishtamish with a bal chai. It's also to touch, to be mishtamish, to use a bal chai, to put your weight on top of a bal chai on Yom Tov for Shabbos. So therefore, Bisham says you should not do the mitzvah smicha on Yom Tov. But you can't bring a korban oil at all, since the korban is not edible. We don't eat from it; we only burn the korban oil. Therefore, there's no hetzer to bring it on Yom Tov. Basilu says no. Mevi'in shlamim v'oilus v'saim chen aleim. Basilu holds no. You're allowed to bring a korban shlamim and a korban oil. And there's the korban oilus ria that there's a mitzvah to bring on Yom Tov. Basilu holds that's mutter to bring it on Yom Tov, even though you can't eat from it. In other words, Beis Hillel holds, and the Pesuk says, Chag Lashem, so anything less Lashem, any chayves hayoim, you're allowed to bring on Yom Tov. So there's a chayv to bring, an obligation to bring a korban olas riyah, so therefore you're allowed to bring it on Yom Tov, even though we do not eat from it. And he holds the mitzvah smichas also. He says, since there's a heter to bring the korban, the mitzvah smichas also muta. And because Beis Hillel holds, take off the smicha shchita, means you have to do the smicha right before the shchita. So since you're doing the shchita on Yom Tov, you have to do the smicha also on Yom Tov. However, let's say it's time to bring a neder and a dova, it's not a chayiv to bring today, but even Beis Hillel agrees, you cannot bring it on Yom Tov. Mishnei, Beis Shammai says, Lo yochem odem chaman l'raglav. A person is not allowed to heat up hot water on Yom Tov for the purpose of just washing your feet. Elim came ruin l'shti, unless they're fit to drink from. Ubeisil matir mesil says, no, you're allowed to. You're allowed to heat up hot water on Yom Tov for the purpose of washing your feet or your hands. And the Mishnah then says, oisa adam medura o mischamim kinegda. According to Beis Hillel, you're also allowed to make a fire on Yom Tov. You're not allowed to create the fire, but if you have a fire going already, you're allowed to put wood there and burn the wood to make a madura, to make a fire, in order to heat yourself on Yom Tov. And the machlokes b'shem b'sil, here is the famous machlokes, if we say on Yom Tov, mitoich shehutru, letzorech oichel nefesh, hutru na mishle letzorech oichel nefesh. That is, even though on Yom Tov it's only mutter to do cooking on oichel nefesh, on food, here to cook up the hot water for the purpose of washing your feet is not really called food. So therefore, Beis Shammai says, you're not going to cook up the water just for the purpose of washing your hands or feet, because that's not called oichel nefesh. So it's only mutam if you could drink from it. So then we say, once you're able to drink from it, so the more you cook up is like only a ribui b'shirim, which is muta b'shirim simchas yontif. But Basilul holds, no, Basilul holds, you're allowed to cook the water for the pure purpose of washing your hands or feet, because he also saw of mitoich, that since this heter of cooking was done for eichel nefesh, you're allowed to do it for other purposes also, as long as it's called a tzara chayim. It has to be for the purpose of today. So washing your hands and your feet is a tzara chayim. Therefore, you're allowed to cook up water on Yom Tif to wash your hands, or who are then to wash the dishes, it would be mutter. However, to cook up water for take a shower, your whole body, that we hold as osa. That's not called shav lechol nefesh. It has to be something that's fit for everybody to do, and that's not called fit for everybody. But upon of you.
All right, turn over. We'll continue on the other side. We'll continue the Mishnah on the other side. Turn over.
Cook up water for take a shower. Your whole body, that we hold as osa. That's not called shav lechol nefesh. It has to be something that's fit for everybody to do, and that's not called fit for everybody. But pun of yod of raglan is called fit for everybody. Therefore, they still hold you allowed to cook up the water on Yom Tov, but tzarech washing your feet.
Mishnah Vav. Shloisha Devarim, there are three things. Rabbi Gamliel machmer kedivri beshami. Rabbi Gamliel was machmer beshami shita. What are these three things? Aim toim nenesacham mi Yom Tov l'shabos.
Means that you can't make hot tamona, that means wrap something around to keep it hot. On Yom Tov, let's say Friday, was Yom Tov for the purpose of Shabbos. The Gemara explains the Machlokes series, where if you make an Erev Tavshilim, that according to Beis Hillel, if you put down the food from before Shabbos, that helps you even to be able to make the Mais Hat Tumona also. But according to Beis Shammai, it would only help you if you make a special Mais Hat Tumona. You have to wrap around some food from before Yom Tov to keep it hot, L'shem Shabbos, then it's Mutav. But just the Erev Tavshilim alone, that you left the egg for the purpose near of Tashilim, the loch would be you're not allowed to make a Mais Hat Tumona. You cannot wrap around something to keep it hot from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Another loch is L'chumra V'yein Zoik V'nes HaMenorah B'Yom Tov. If a menorah falls down and comes apart, you're not allowed to put it up again, erect it again, and put it back into place. And the Morris says, talking about a menorah that comes in pieces like, and it has fell down now and came into pieces. So the Shami holds as an Issa binyan on Kalim, and Basil holds ain binyan be Kalim, therefore you're allowed to put them together. And the third halacha that he passes like Beishami was, V'yein oifen, pitin, geritzen, elarikikin. If you do bake bread on Yom Tov, you can't make big, thick pieces of bread, but rather you have to make small ones. Because Beishami says you're not allowed to make big breads, because it's a tirchis here, it's an extra bother to do it. Therefore, you're better off make a lot of small ones. And Beisil holds no, that it's a bigger tircha, like to make a lot of them is also a tircha. So you could die to make one big one, so that's the machlekes. See, paskin, no, you're not allowed to make again. Pitin gritza means very big and thick chalas. Elor kikin, small ones. Amr of Gamil, or Gamil says like this, mi meyem shel beis abba. From the times of my father, I remember my father's house, they did not bake these big, fat, thick breads. Elorikikin, only small ones. Says a right, Rabbi Gamliel, there used to be machm like Beis Shammai. Omrulai, so they said back to him, the Chum said back, Manasa, what can we do? Levesavicha, to your father's house, show you machmir nalatzman. They were machm, they were tricked upon themselves. Omekilun lechol Yisrael. But for everybody else, they pass on the equal lochas like Besilol, Lios Oifen, Pitin, Ritzin, Vachari, that you are allowed to bake big, thick breads on Yom Tov. And Vachari means like big pieces of bread, Chararos, Gederlois, that you bake over the coals. That's also Mutter. The Mishnah Zayin, Afu Eimer, Rav Gamliel also used to say, Shleishet Vrom Hokel, and three things with Paskin Lakula, to be makel, to be lenient. Mechabdin bein hamitois, you let her sweep the floor in between the beds, and they used to eat by the beds. So he always let her sweep up the floor there from the food that fell between the mitois.
even though the Chum say it's Osir to sweep the floor on Yom Tif, because Gezerah, maybe you smooth out the holes on the floor, and that's still like a binyan in the house. But Gamliel, still he was Mekel, said there's no Issa. Since there's only a small place there, we're not afraid, maybe he'll fill up the holes there. Another Kula was, Umanichen es Hamugma b'Yom Tif. You're allowed to let, like the burned spices on Yom Tif, to make the smell come up.
This is called Hanoi Saguf. It goes into the category of Oichel Nefesh that's mutter to do on Yom Tif. Again, if you have a fire already burning, you're allowed to put some spices on top there to burn the spices to make the good smell come up. And thirdly, he holds the Oisin Gedi Makulus B'Leil Pesachim. You're allowed to take the kid, an animal, on Leil Pesach B'Zman Ezi, even though we don't have a Korban Pesach. And you're allowed to take a Gedi Makulus, like take the kid and roast it complete, the head with its feet on it. The way it used to do by the Korban Pesach in Yerushalayim, still he holds his mutter to do it today also. There's no gzera like it may look like you're bringing the Korban Pesach bachutz. But the Gemara says, v'chom oit, v'chom say no it's osa. In all these three cases, the chom say it's osa. The first one is a shayla of an ashra gumos. Second one he holds that it's not called shav l'chol nefesh. And thirdly, he holds that is an issa m'dirabon, because it's nearer k'ichol kotshim b'chutz. Mishneches. Shleisha devorim, there are three things. Reb Leza ben Azaria matir, he was lenient. V'chom oit, v'chom say no it's osa. That parosa yoitza b'ritzua sheben kaneho, that Reb Leza ben Azaria held that a cow could go out on Yom Tif or on Shabbos, even though it's wearing its b'ritzua, it has a ribbon between its horns, could go out to a shusar rabbin. Says even though a person is mitzuvah al shrisas behemto on Shabbos, but he old is only made lenoy to make it look nice. That's not called a carrying on Shabbos. For behemoth muta, for chomayt the chom say no, it's also. It's not called a noy, and therefore the chom say it's also. The pshat is because since not all cows wear it, they consider it like a masui. Therefore, a person has the essay or shvisas behemtoy, you're not supposed to put this on your animal to walk out with it on Shabbos. Another lacha was. Or mekordin as a payment of a Yom Tif, you let us scratch the animal, like comb them down on Yom Tif, even though it's a comb made out of metal, and the hairs of it are very thin. So it's even though sometimes it makes a chabur, it makes it bleed, but it's a davar sheni miskaven, it's not a psikresha, therefore they held it was muta. In other words, it doesn't have to happen that it bleeds, and you don't have intentions for it. Therefore, it's muta to do on Yom Tif. You're allowed to crush down pepper in its own type of a rechaim, in its own grinder. These are the three things of Lezman Asai was matir. And even though this is a big grinder, it's a lot of tirch, a lot of bother, still the held was mutter. But the Chum said, no, you're not allowed to grind the papolim in the big grinder, only in the small one. We have Yudam Yudh says, Ain Makordin is a bein b'Yom Tif. No, you're not allowed to comb down an animal on Yom Tif. And they shreis chaburah, because it makes them bleed. Therefore, it's awesome. These of you, the sheet that holds that dover sheni miskaven is also. Like he says, mifnei shreis chaburah, avo mekartzefin. But you're allowed to do kartzefin. Mekartzefin. That's also to rub. That's also to scrape. To comb him down. But with a comb made out of wood, and the point, the hair of it is a little bit wider, therefore there's no chashash, you'll make it bleed. V'chom ha'nechom say, ein mekordin, af lo mekartzef, nechom say, no, both are also. Because they make a gzera kirtzef, if you use the kirtzef, the wider comb, you may come to use the thinner comb, that will make it bleed, therefore the chom make a gzera, both are also. Mishneh tes. Horei chayim shel papolim. We have this grinder that used to grind up pepper in. Is tameya? It would be mekabel tuma. Mishum shloisha kelim. There are three parts of this grinder that has a shem kli on it that it could be mekabel tuma separately. Meaning to say, even if one part of it breaks, the other two is still tamei. That's called now mishum kli kibul. The bottom part of it that receives the pepper. Or mishum kli matris. There's also a metal part to it. And then there's the sifting part of it, So these are called three separate kelim. Each one has its own din, can be kabel tuma by itself. And they have to be entire, each one separately also. Mishnah Yud. Agol shakotun tumei medrus. If you have a type of a wagon that kids use to learn how to walk on it, and the kid supports himself with it, so the locher is then tumei medrus. If the kid has a tumei zav on him, so he'll be metama this wagon. It's called the tumas merka medrus. He's like sitting on, leaning on top of it. When you tell us the Shabbos, you let her touch it and move it around on Shabbos, that's not muksa. V'yena negreris, elo agabe kelim. If only drag it along on Shabbos, you don't have only on top of kelim, but not on top of the ground, because if you do it on the ground, you're going to make a charit, an indention there, that looks like a chafira, like you're plowing the ground. We have Yudah says, kol ha kelim ein negrorim, any type of a kli, you're not supposed to drag along on the ground on Shabbos, Yom Tif, chutz min agolo. Only a wig when you're allowed to. Bevnei shika veshes. Because like just pushes down the ground. Mean to say it just takes the ground and makes a little bit nomach lower. But it does not move the ground from its place. And therefore it's not sitted. You'd be metalto muksa like.
You have to perish shlishi. Mishnah Aleph. Ein sodin dogim en habivorin biyomtif. You're not allowed to catch fish from like a pond, a fish pond on yomtif. Because there's an Isset Seidah on Yom Tov, since it's a melacha that you could have done on Erev Yom Tov, therefore it's also to catch it on Yom Tov. This is what Rashi learns Pshat. Others learn Pshat because it's Seidah is a melacha doima to Ktsira, that Yoy Kedova Migaduloi. And this is also on Yom Tov. V'yei Noistan Lefnei Mazonish Nalara Fidem Ida. You can't give the fish food on Yom Tov. Because we're afraid it's a gzera, you may come to catch them on Yom Tov. Avol tzodin chayi v'yof min habiborin. But you're allowed to catch on Yom Tov a chayi, wild animal, or a oif, or a bird, min habiborin, from its cages. And we're talking about now in a cage like where it's oimit to eat, so therefore it's easy to catch them, therefore there's no esetzeder on Yom Tov. And therefore, the noisim of Naim is Einish, let us give them food to eat on Yom Tov. We have a Shimon Gamliel line there. Loi kol abivorin shofen, not all cages are alike. This is the general rule. Kol amuchuset seida also, if it's very big, they still have to go inside and catch it, it's also to do it on Yom Tov. Vishayin amuchuset seida, but if it's small, that you get it in one shot, that's not called an iset seida, it's not called like it's missing, capturing, therefore it's mutter to capture it on Yom Tov. Mishnah Beis. Mitzudas chayi v'yoyfe dogim shasur me'av yomtif. You have nets that you want to capture a chayi, a wild animal, or birds, or fish, that you made them spread them out before yomtif. So liyito bembe yomtif. If you capture something, you're not allowed to take it on yomtif. Elim kem yodeh, unless you know for sure, shenitzoy the mayor of yomtif was caught from before yomtif, then there wouldn't be a shalov muksa. But if it was first caught on yomtif, there'd be a nisa muksa. Omaisa once happened benoch riech with one guy. Shehevi dogen, he brought fish to Rav Gamliel, the yomer, Gamliel paskin, muturn him, the muta. Elishen yutzen the couple of men who doesn't want to accept it, take it from the guy. Another is Rav Gamliel held that even though it's a suffix, maybe the guy caught it on yomtif, still for the doubt, not a suffix, he's matter it. Just he himself did not want to accept it from the guy. Some learned of Shatas because he didn't like the guy, he was his enemy, that's why they didn't want to accept it from him. And some say, because he was machmir upon himself, al sofik, not to use it. Mishnah Gimel. Behema misokenes, if you have an animal that's about to die, is lo yishkot. You're not allowed to shecht it now on Yom Tov, like just to be able to save the meat, because at this it may die or be in the veil, that's awesome. Elim came only, ye shoyz b'yem lechem amena kazayis tol. It has to be enough time on Yom Tov that after the shchit, you can still take it and roast it and eat a kazayis of it. That's called yemen shchit, let's serve Yom Tov, then it's muta. You have a kibra. Makiva says, "Afilu kazayis chayim based fichosas doesn't have to be enough time to roast it. Even if you just eat a kazayis of raw meat, the meat near the neck, like near the makam tficha, that soft meat, that's also then be mutter to shecht it on Yom Tov. Shochta basod. Let's say you shechted the animal in the field on Yom Tov. Leiviena b'moit. You're not allowed to carry it inside. B'moit with the sticks, the way you normally carry it inside. It takes two people to carry it on the shoulders." because that's called a pirsum adover, it's a zilzul in covered yomtiv. Well, maybe the other evomim, you should bring it home, so pieces by piece, then it's not such a zilzul in covered yomtiv. Yeah, Mishnah Dalad. Bechor shenofel abor. If on yomtiv a bechor, an animal that's a bechor, fell into the bor and was a balmum, and you didn't show it to the mumchiyat fener of yomtiv, then now it fell into the bor on yomtiv, and you're afraid it may die there. Now we know the loch of a bechor is the firstborn of a bechor. It has kedusha, and really you have to bring it for korban. Just as man is there, we don't have the base of Middush. So another answer is to wait till it becomes a balmum, and then the owner could keep it. Then he just has to give it to a kohen, and the kohen could eat it. See, we're talking about now this bechor, and the animal that's a bechor fell into a bor, and you want to have it checked out now to see if the mum is a good mum or not before it dies, to be able to shecht it on yomtiv. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yerid Mumcha V'Yira. Yes, you'll have to send a mumcha, a professional like Rav, to go down there to check it out, im yesh ba mum, to see if it has a mum, and if it does have a mum, then you'll have to shecht it. So Yalav Yishud, you bring up the animal and shecht it. V'yim Lav, let's say it doesn't have a mum on it, then lo yishchet, then you don't have to make a shechita on it. It's us to bring it up also, if you can't make a shechita. Rabbi Shimon says, Kol shein mum nikum by joim, if you did not know for sure it had a mum from before yomtiv, ain't zem in a muchen, this is called muksa. Since before yomtiv you did not know it has a mum, you like maksadasi, you have in mind not to use it for yomtiv, therefore it remains muksa. Mishnehei, pehemu shemesa pehemu that dies on yomtiv, loy is a zenimum koim, not let it move it from its place. We're talking about the Mora says, talking about here now, behemus kochim, that after it's mis, it's also bano, and you have to bury it, therefore not to move it from its place, because it's cold, it's muksa. But a behemu chulin that dies on yomtiv, if it was a musakena snare of yomtiv, it was very sick before yomtiv, like you knew it was going to die before yomtiv, then the Gemara says, you've allowed to cut it up and give it to the klovim, give it to the dogs, because you had in mind before yomtiv to feed it to the dogs. See, we're talking about an animal that was kachim, and therefore it's also bano, after it dies, therefore you can't move it. Or ma'isa once happened, v'sholos r'btafen, yes r'btafen aleha. And what's the locha? V'yal ha'chalosh in itmodios, yes, what's the locha? Upon chala, no, when you make dough, you have to take off chala, it has locha like truma. So if it became tome, you're not allowed to eat it. V'nichnas the basement, he went to the basement of Shol and asked the question. V'yomilo, they said back to him, these two cases, lo yizizem him koim, you're not allowed to move it from its place. The both considered muksa, you can't move it from its place. Since they're not fit for any purpose, you can't use them, eat them, therefore it remains muksa. Mishnah Vov, ein nimnim ala behema lachatchila biyomtiv. Samora says it means if a bunch of people want to come together to buy an animal on yomtiv, they need an animal to eat now, so they're allowed to go like to the sheikhit and take it, but not speak out exactly how much money you have to pay. Avo nimnim ala mer of yomtiv, you're allowed to get permission to use it before yomtiv, but if they made up the price before yomtiv, then it's okay on yomtiv to come for shechetin and they shecht it, or mechalkin and they divide that between themselves, and they'll pay for it after yomtiv. Rabbi Yehuda says, shekel adam bosa k'neged akli, if you want to measure out, like to know how much meat each one takes, you're not allowed to measure something on yomtiv. So the answer is, shekel adam bosa k'neged akli, I just take the kli on one side of the scale, and take the meat on the other side. Like k'neged akupas, or else measured out with the hatchet. V'chom moimrim, e mashkicha mechaf mazayim kolik. V'chom say, no, you're not allowed to use the scale at all on yomtiv. So if you hold, since you're not really measuring out to know how much the meat weighs, you're just making a siman now to weigh it out over the kli, over the knife, and tomorrow you measure out the knife, see, oh, that's mutter. The Chomes say, no, even this is also to do on Yom Tov, not let him measure anything on Yom Tov. Mishnah Zayin, Ein mashchiz zeh es asak on Yom Tov, not let him sharpen your knife on Yom Tov.
So that's called tikkun kli, fixing it up. Avo mashiach gabech redi, could rub one knife over the other knife, that's not called a tikkun gomer, it's kolach hayad. It's like a shinui, therefore it's mutter to do on yomtiv. Lo yomer odin l'tal person should not say to the butcher, shikoli bedina basar, measure me off a din is worth of meat. That you can't do. Avul sheichet, you could shecht the animal on yomtiv, or mechalka b'neim and divide it up between yourselves. So if shat is, as long as you don't measure the price, it's okay. So to say, give me a dollar's worth of meat, that's also. You just give me a big piece of meat, that's okay, and you'll pay for it after yomtiv. Continue on the rest of the Masechta on the next tape. On the second tape, continue on from Paragimel Mishnah Ches to the end.